So, Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. And I just pray you would speak to hearts, Lord. You would speak to each heart, Father, that our hearts would be opened, Lord. That our ears would be open to hear, Lord God, what you're saying to your church, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't know if anyone knows much about the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was in exile. He was a cupbearer to a king. And he heard that Jerusalem was in ruins and that the gates had been burned, that the walls had been broken, and the people were in despair and great distress. And it troubled him. And he prayed to God, and he got permission from the king to go because he had favor from God. And he went, and he started to rebuild things that had been broken down. So Nehemiah, chapter 3, the builders of the walls. And listen, guys, just bear with me. Some of the names in this I find it hard to pronounce, so bear with me. Eliezer, the high priest, and his fellow priests went to work and rebuild the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place. Building it as far as the Tower of the Hundred, they dedicated and as far as the Tower of Hananel. The men of Jericho built the adjoining wall, the adjoining section, and Sochar, son of him, built the next section. Guys, I was just thinking about this, Stephen. The first section, the first gate that was started to be built was the sheep gate. And it says that, you know, the high priest and the priests went in first. And they start building the sheep gate. You know, the temple was on the inside. So they knew the importance of the sacrifice at that time in Israel. And of the sheep and going up, bringing the sheep up. And sacrificing them and sprinkling their blood on the altar, on the mercy seat, for the atonement of sin. So they knew the importance of getting that gate back up and put in place. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of, can't even pronounce, and they laid its beams and put the doors and the bolts and bars in place. Mormont, son of Uriah, the son of Hakas, repaired the next section. Next to him, Mashallah, son of Bara, repaired the next section. And it goes on and on and on. I'm just going to name the different gates. There was the, as I said already, there was the sheep gate, the fish gate. There was the old gate. There was the valley gate. There was a horse gate, there was the east gate, and there was the inspection gate. Now, all of these different things, there was a lot of people that took part. There was perfume makers, there was goldsmiths, there was government officials, there was people from different towns, even on the outskirts of Jerusalem, out near the wilderness. And they were called in to build. I'm just going to have a look at the different gates. You know, Jesus says that I am the gate. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. You know, when I was thinking of people, like the Bible says in Genesis, it says 22:17, he says, "Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gates of their enemies." It says in Matthew 16:18, "I also say to you that you, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it." In Psalm 24:7-10, it says, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. And I've done a little study on that around the gates. You know, it says, lift up your heads, gates. He's talking about people. Saying, lift up your head, O ye gates. Now, there's many different gates. As I said, there's the sheep gate for bringing in the sheep. And that's a word that was spoken over Jason. There's the fish gate for fishers of men. There's the valley gate. David had to go into the valley. He took off Goliath's head in the valley. Ezekiel went into the valley to prophesy, to speak life over things. Moses went into a type of valley because he went out into the wilderness. And he heard God in the valley, or in the wilderness, if you want to say. And then he had to go up to the mountain. So there's times you have to be going away on your own with God. There's times he might take you into a valley to get a victory.